You know how it is, right? You're running a business and it feels like there are a million things to keep track of.
Yeah.
And then on top of everything else, you have to make sure that your technology is running smoothly.
Absolutely.
And that you're making the right decisions about it for the future too.
Right. Yeah.
It's so complex and can feel like a constant uphill battle.
Totally. And it's understandable to feel overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, technology is changing so rapidly.
Right.
And the decisions you make today can really have a huge impact down the road.
So. Absolutely. They can make or break you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today, to cut through that complexity and to help you understand how strategic tech partnerships can benefit you.
Absolutely.
No matter how tech savvy you are or aren't.
Right. Anyone can benefit from this.
So we're talking about what we call the MSP IT G2 ecosystem.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to really demystify that term for you today and break down what it means for your business.
Exactly, and highlight the advantages it offers.
So let's just start with the basics.
Sure.
What is an MSP? What does that even stand for?
Okay, so MSP stands for Managed Service Provider.
Okay.
And in the simplest terms, it's a company that takes on the responsibility of managing your IT infrastructure and systems.
Okay.
But they do it remotely.
Oh, so they're not like coming into your office every day.
No, not usually. It's all done remotely these days.
Gotcha. So what's the difference between that and just like calling a tech guy when something breaks?
That's a great question. And that's a key difference.
Okay.
It's really a shift from that old break fix model.
Okay.
Where you wait till something goes wrong and then you call someone to come fix it.
Right. You're reacting to the problem.
Exactly. It's reactive.
Yeah.
But an MSP is proactive. They have this subscription-based approach.
Okay.
Where they're continuously monitoring your systems 24/7.
Wow.
Identifying potential problems and addressing them before they even have a chance to disrupt your operations.
So it's like preventative maintenance.
Exactly, like having an always-on IT maintenance team.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it can save a lot of headaches.
So we've got MSPs handling the proactive remote management.
Right.
What about IT services? Where does that fit in?
So IT services is kind of the broader umbrella term.
Okay.
It covers all the ways that technology experts can help your business.
Okay.
Things like technology consulting.
Okay.
Where they help you figure out the best tech strategies for your specific business goals.
Right.
To implementation, actually putting those technologies into place.
Yeah.
And then ongoing support to make sure everything is running smoothly and effectively.
So it's all about using the technology strategically to benefit your business.
Yeah, that's the key. It's not just about having the latest gadgets.
Right. It's got to have a purpose.
It's about how you use technology to achieve your business goals.
Makes sense. Okay, so now G2, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, it is.
What is G2?
So G2 used to be called G2 Crowd, but they rebranded.
Okay.
But essentially, it's a huge online marketplace where businesses can go to find, review, and compare different technology solutions.
So like software and stuff like that?
Yeah, software services, all sorts of tech solutions.
Okay.
But what makes G2 really unique and powerful is that it's driven by peer reviews.
What does that mean?
It means that real businesses, just like yours, are sharing their actual experiences.
Oh, so it's not just like the company saying how great their product is.
Right. It's real people who have actually used the product or service.
Gotcha. So you can see what's worked for others.
Exactly. It brings a level of transparency that you don't always see in the tech world.
Yeah, that's huge, especially when you're making big decisions about what technology to invest in.
Right. You don't want to rely solely on a sales pitch.
You want the real scoop.
Exactly. You want to hear from people who have been there and done that.
Who have actually implemented the tech.
Right. And can tell you what worked, what didn't work, what to watch out for.
I see. So it's like getting the inside track.
Exactly. And it builds trust.
Yeah, you trust other businesses more than you trust a salesperson.
Right, especially when they're in the same industry as you facing similar challenges.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So, okay, we've got MSPs, the proactive IT management, IT services, the broad range of expertise.
Right.
And G2, this platform for peer validation.
Yeah.
So how does this all come together in this, what we're calling MSP IT G2 approach?
So MSP IT G2 is basically a way for businesses to be smarter about their technology.
Okay.
It's a more informed approach, and it's particularly beneficial for mid-market companies.
Why is that?
Well, mid-market companies often have more complex needs than smaller businesses.
Right.
But they may not have the resources of a large enterprise.
Yeah, they're kind of in that sweet spot.
Exactly. So this approach helps them level the playing field.
Okay, how so?
Because a good MSP will offer a range of IT services.
Right.
But they'll also be actively using and recommending solutions that have high ratings on G2.
So they're using that peer validation to inform their recommendations.
Exactly. So you're not just benefiting from their expertise.
You're also getting that extra layer of confidence.
Right. Knowing that the technology they're recommending has been vetted by other businesses.
Other businesses like yours.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's more likely to be a good fit for your needs.
So it's like having a trusted mechanic who recommends a car part.
Mm-hmm.
But also that car part has great reviews from other drivers with your same make and model.
That's a great analogy.
So you're not just taking their word for it.
Right. It's like having a whole community backing up their recommendation.
Yeah, that makes you feel a lot more confident about your decision.
Absolutely. It reduces the risk.
Okay, let's talk about some real-world examples.
Sure.
So we've mentioned this manufacturing CEO before.
Right.
He was struggling to manage everything with his internal IT team.
Yeah, he had a team of 8 IT staff.
Wow, that's a pretty decent-sized team.
It is, but they were just overwhelmed.
What were they trying to handle?
Everything. Cybersecurity, database management, network maintenance.
Yeah, so the whole gamut.
Yeah, and they were constantly in reactive mode, just putting out fires.
So never really ahead of the game.
Exactly. Always one step behind.
That sounds stressful.
Oh, yeah. It was taking a toll on everyone.
So how did partnering with an MSP change things for him?
Well, the key difference was that the MSP brought in specialized expertise.
Oh, okay.
Right, when and where it was needed.
So not just general IT folks.
Right, they had specialists in different areas.
Okay, so for example.
Well, he mentioned a ransomware attack that hit their industry pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, those can be devastating.
Absolutely, and instead of his internal IT team trying to handle it on their own.
Which could have been disastrous.
It could have been.
Yeah.
The MSP brought in a team of dedicated cybersecurity specialists.
Okay.
They were able to precisely identify vulnerabilities and implement robust defenses.
Wow, so they were way more prepared.
Exactly, and they were able to act fast because that's what they do day in and day out.
Right. They're the expert.
Exactly. And that's something that most companies just can't afford to have in-house.
Yeah. You can't have a specialist for every single thing.
Right. It's just not feasible for most businesses.
So the MSP gave him access to that level of expertise on demand.
That's right. And that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Let's switch gears for a second.
Okay.
Talk about the financial services director who learned a hard lesson about CRM systems.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough one.
Yeah, he wasted, what, like $200,000 on a system that didn't work out?
Right, it was a costly mistake.
So how could G2 have helped him avoid that?
Well, his experience really highlights the importance of validation.
Yeah.
He picked a CRM system that sounded great on paper.
Right.
But it ended up not delivering what they promised.
Oh, that's frustrating.
It is. And he realized too late that he should have done more research.
Like checked out those peer reviews on G2?
Exactly. He should have seen what other businesses were saying about that CRM system.
Especially other businesses in financial services.
Right, because their needs might be different from other industries.
Exactly. So if he had seen negative reviews from similar companies,
right,
he might have reconsidered.
Exactly. He might have dodged a bullet.
Yeah. So now his company, they always check G2 before investing in anything new.
That's smart.
Even if their MSP recommends it.
Yes, that's key. The MSP's recommendation is just the starting point.
Right, it's not the final word.
You need to do your own due diligence.
Yeah, and G2 makes that so much easier.
Absolutely. It's a great resource for gathering those real-world insights.
Okay, let's talk about the financial side of things.
Sure.
We heard about this CFO roundtable where they were discussing the cost benefits of MSPs.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting discussion.
So what were some of the main points that came up?
Well, the CFOs were really enthusiastic about the predictability that MSPs bring to their tech budgets.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it.
And I'm sure they like that.
They do. It makes their jobs easier.
So how do MSPs achieve that predictability?
Well, for one thing, they often have volume licensing agreements with major tech vendors.
Okay.
So they get discounts because they're buying in bulk.
Oh, so they can pass those savings on to their clients.
Exactly. So you're benefiting from their buying power.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like getting a wholesale price on your technology.
That's a great way to put it.
And then they also offer bundled service packages.
Okay.
So instead of paying for each service individual,
you can get a package deal.
Right, which is often more economical.
Makes sense. And then they also use shared infrastructure, right?
Yeah, that's another way they keep costs down.
So they're not building a whole separate infrastructure for each client.
Right, they can spread the costs across multiple clients.
Yeah, okay. And then vendor management is a big one too, right?
It's huge, yeah.
Because instead of dealing with a bunch of different vendors yourself,
right,
you have the MSP as your single point of contact.
Exactly. So they handle all the headaches for you?
Oh, that would be nice.
It frees up so much time and energy.
Yeah, so you can focus on your core business.
Right, exactly.
So this really shifts your tech spending from being this big, unpredictable capital expense to a more manageable operating expense.
Right. And that's something that CFOs love.
Yeah. It makes their lives a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's say you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, this sounds great, but how do I actually put this into practice?
Right. How do you actually build your own MSP IT G2 strategy?
Exactly.
Well, we can learn a lot from the healthcare technology director we spoke with.
Okay. What did she do?
She had a really smart approach to evaluating MSPs.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's not enough to just look at their list of partners.
Like name-dropping a bunch of big tech companies.
Exactly. You got to go deeper than that.
So what did she look for?
She wanted to see evidence of their expertise.
Okay, like proof that they actually know what they're doing.
Right, and that they have experience in her industry, specifically healthcare.
Okay, so what kind of proof are we talking about?
Well, advanced certifications are a good sign.
From those tech companies?
Yeah, like if they have high-level certifications from Microsoft or Cisco or AWS.
That shows they really know their stuff.
Right, it's not just a surface-level understanding.
Okay, and what else?
She also looked for engagement with emerging technology vendors.
Okay.
Because that shows that they're staying ahead of the curve.
Right, they're not just stuck in the past.
They're looking to the future.
Yeah. And then what about those success stories we've been talking
about? Oh, yeah, those are crucial.
Because anyone can say they're good at something.
Right, but can they back it up with real results?
Exactly. So she wanted to see documented cases where they had successfully implemented similar solutions.
Right, for other healthcare organizations.
Okay, so it's not just about who they know.
Right.
It's about what they've actually done.
Exactly. And can they demonstrate that they have the experience to help you achieve your specific goals?
Makes sense. Okay, so what about using G2 in this evaluation process?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point.
The retail operations executive had a really good system for that.
He did. He had a very practical approach.
What did he do?
He made it mandatory for his team to do thorough research on G2 for every single technology solution they were considering.
Wow, so no stone unturned?
Right. He wanted to be absolutely sure they were making the right choice.
Okay, so what were they looking for on G2?
Obviously, they looked at the Get They're All star ratings.
Right, but they went deeper than that.
Yeah, they were specifically looking for reviews from other retail companies.
Okay.
Especially those of similar size and complexity.
So they could relate to those experiences.
Exactly. They wanted to see how the technology performed in real-world retail environments.
Yeah, because what works for a small mom-and-pop shop might not work for a big chain.
Right, the challenges are different.
Exactly. And they also paid attention to the comments about implementation.
Uh-huh.
Because that can be a huge pain point.
Oh, it can be. And if the implementation is a nightmare,
it doesn't matter how great the technology is.
Right. It's going to be a headache.
And then the quality of vendor support is important too, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that the vendor is responsive and helpful.
Yeah, because if you run into problems,
you need to know that they're going to be there to support you.
Exactly. So G2 gives you all those insights.
It does. It's a wealth of information.
Okay, so you've partnered with an MSP. You're implementing new technologies.
Right.
How does that relationship evolve over time?
Well, ideally, it becomes more strategic.
Okay.
And the manufacturing COO had a great example of this.
Yeah. What was their experience?
So initially, they viewed their MSP as more of a problem solver.
Oh, okay, like just there to fix things when they break?
Right, but as they worked together,
that relationship evolved?
It did. It became much more collaborative.
Okay.
The MSP started participating in their quarterly business planning meetings.
Wow, so they were at the table with the other executives.
Yeah, they became a trusted advisor.
That's huge.
It is, and together they developed a 3-year technology roadmap.
Oh, so they were planning for the long term.
Right, and that roadmap was aligned with their growth objectives.
So it wasn't just about technology for technology's sake.
Right, it was about how technology could help them achieve their business goals.
Yeah, and how to stay ahead of the competition.
Exactly. They were thinking strategically about the future.
And the MSP was a key part of that.
Yeah, they brought their expertise to the table and helped them make smart decisions.
So it went from just fixing problems to shaping the future of the business?
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of examples.
We have.
But let's talk about results.
Okay.
What kind of real measurable impact are companies seeing from this MSPIT G2 approach?
So the distribution company CEO we talked to had some pretty impressive results.
Yeah, he did.
Over 3 years of working with a strategic MSP,
okay,
they reduced their overall technology spending by 22%.
Wow, that's significant.
It is, especially when you consider that they also saw a huge increase in employee satisfaction.
How much of an increase?
Their employee satisfaction with their technology tools went from 61% to 88%.
Wow, so people actually liked using the technology.
Yeah, they found it helpful and easy to use.
That's huge, because if your employees are frustrated with the technology,
it impacts productivity.
Yeah, it's a big brain.
And then, maybe most importantly,
okay,
their ability to respond to market changes improved dramatically.
Oh, that's essential in today's fast-paced world.
It is. You got to be able to adapt quickly.
Yeah. So are these results typical?
Well, every business is different.
Right.
But we do see some general trends.
Okay.
Companies that fully embrace this MSPIT G2 ecosystem.
Okay.
They often report a 30 to 40% reduction in their total cost of technology ownership.
Wow.
They also see faster implementation of new technologies.
Okay.
Like around 60% faster.
That's huge because time is money.
It is. And then they also have fewer security incidents.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, around 45% fewer.
So they're more secure.
They are. And then all of this leads to increased employee productivity.
Okay.
Which can be as much as 25% higher.
Wow, so those are some pretty compelling numbers.
They are. They really show the power of this approach.
Yeah, it's not just about theory.
It's about real-world results.
Okay, so looking ahead, what are some of the trends you're seeing in this space?
Well, one thing we're seeing is more vertical specialization among MSPs.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means that they're focusing on specific industries.
Oh, like that healthcare MSP we talked about.
Exactly. They're developing deep expertise in certain sectors.
So they can better serve those clients.
Right. They understand the unique challenges and regulations of those industries.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then another trend is AI-enhanced service delivery.
Okay, so using AI to make things even more proactive.
Right, so they can predict and prevent problems even more effectively.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's getting really sophisticated.
Okay, and what about outcome-based contracting?
Oh yeah, that's becoming more popular.
So what is that exactly?
It's where the MSP's contract is tied to specific business outcomes.
Oh, interesting. So they're not just getting paid for their time.
Right, they're getting paid for results.
So their success is aligned with yours.
Exactly.
That's a good incentive for them to do a great job.
It is. And then finally, security is becoming even more integrated into everything.
Yeah, that's got to be a top priority for everyone.
It is. And MSPs are really stepping up their game in that area.
So it's not just an afterthought.
Right. It's baked into all their services.
Okay. So it sounds like the future of MSP ITG2 is all about
more specialized, more proactive, more results-oriented partnerships.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Let's wrap things up with that professional services firm we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
They really changed their whole perspective on technology.
They did. They went from seeing it as a cost to seeing it as a competitive advantage.
That's a big shift.
It is. And it was all thanks to their strategic partnerships.
So they embraced this MSPITG2 approach.
They did. And it gave them access to capabilities they never would have had on their own.
So they were able to punch above their weight class.
Exactly. They were able to compete with much larger firms.
That's awesome.
It is. And it just goes to show that
technology is not just about the tools.
Right.
It's about how you use them.
Exactly. And it's about having the right partners to guide you.
Okay, so if you're listening to this and you're intrigued and you want to learn more about how to optimize your own technology partnerships,
absolutely.
We highly recommend checking out the blog on solix.com.
Yeah, it's a great resource.
They have a ton of in-depth insights and practical advice on navigating this whole MSP IT G2 landscape.
Right, and they also talked about their own data management solutions.
Right, which can integrate seamlessly with this whole framework.
Exactly. So it's a great place to start.
Yeah, so as you're thinking about your own technology needs and the opportunities that are out there, ask yourself this.
Okay.
What strategic moves can I make today to build stronger technology partnerships that will not only streamline my operations, but also propel my business forward?
Great question.
Yeah, it's something to really think about.
Absolutely.
Solix.com is a great place to get started on that journey.
For sure.